focus in the tech sector, beyond and including Silicon Valley, has been the automobile. It's the effort to reinvent an almost outmoded transportation into a self-driving fantasy car. Almost. This week, Techonomics host Jason Middleton gets under the hood with Adobe's recent deep data dive about mobility, consumers, and just what exactly infotainment really means.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening and clicking. And while I'm thinking about it, we post the music we use each week over there at facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. Forgot to mention that. You very well may be in your car as you listen to this, or maybe you're listening to the podcast on your smart device. Both are mobile technologies, of course. Now, next up, we talk with Adobe about its recent data analysis on just how consumers are taking in content and entertainment via their mobile devices, often when the mobility has wheels on it. Based on more than 150 billion site visits and launches since January of 2015, Adobe provides us data on how people are consuming television, movie, and national news content. That discussion starts now.
Colin Morris, Director of Product Management for Adobe Analytics Mobile.
We love having Adobe on because not just the scale that you guys can scrape, but also the quality of it. And we wanted to have you on because we noticed that something of very high interest in another area is now getting Adobe's interest. That's in mobility, and that's in car technology. So could you break down for us how Adobe's going to address this newfound interest, I guess, in semi-autonomous and autonomous cars and entertainment in the car?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two approaches, right? How brands see this change in consumer behavior and then the benefits for consumers in general. And so we'll start with consumers. Now that there's a more digitized experience within the automobile, whether that moves towards, you know, getting services within your car or whether that's going all the way towards autonomous driving, there's a lot more opportunity to have catered, personalized experiences that are served into your driving experience, whether it's based on promotions for things that, you know, you might like based on your tastes, whether it's, you know, music that is new and interesting, whether it's, you know, financial information based on OEM's information. There's a lot of great areas there. From a brand perspective, I think all brands realize that in the digital experience, there's a lot of saturation in the channels that exist today. And there's a lot of data about this out there in the market, whereby between mobile apps and between screen time on devices and, you know, even OTT devices, there's a certain amount of saturation that's happened whereby there's no more time for consumers to be able to put their face in front of screens and consume content. Mm-hmm. The car represents a new channel and a huge installed base to be able to capture the attention and provide a good brand experience for consumers.
You know, I noticed also that the average time spent in a car for an American is 55 minutes a day. That's a lot. And you're talking about a rolling captive audience, right?
Exactly. A rolling, slowly captive audience in the Bay Area specifically. So, yeah, I think that one of the areas that we're also interested in, speaking of the driving itself, before the autonomous cars, you know, with autonomous cars, we feel that the screen will kind of come back, right? And people will be freed up to have more time to interact digitally. But in the meantime, which I think will be a substantial amount of meantime, you know, one of the things that we're looking at with the announcement for voice assistant analytics is a new medium by which you interact digitally, right? No longer will you be swerving and texting on the phone or fiddling with the navigation while you're driving. You know, you can speak to these services and they can return better experiences than they ever have before. And therefore, you know, as we try to collect analytics and try to allow brands to harness those insights with customer intelligence and serve better experiences in and safer experiences, we think there's a lot of interesting things that are going to happen in this space in the next 5 years.
I wonder, did Adobe identify this as a market opportunity, or is this something that you built for client services?
From an analytics perspective, we identified it as a market opportunity because we realized that, for lack of a better term, you know, the car is now the new mobile app, right, or the new mobile phone.
Right.
In the sense that mobility allows people to harness a bunch of different experiences in the context of where they need something. And so we just wanted to extend our support beyond desktop, you know, web collection, beyond mobile app collection, even just beyond voice assistant collection into the car, and realizing that the volume, right, the scale of the consumer behavior that can be collected and the amount of content brands can serve into it is just massive.
I rely on in-car tune-ins, obviously, when broadcast media. But, of course, we also have digital media and access, which we kind of actually push out first. I guess what I'm getting at is, how are we going to be able to target content, and what opportunities do you think you're going to find? I know that you don't have any full research results yet to pull back on. I'm just wondering, like, anecdotally, what are you expecting to see?
I think there's two interesting things that are happening, because OEMs, as in automakers, are under pressure because the profit margins of their hardware and engines are going down, but the profit margins from data and the software is spiking, which means that they have an opportunity now to get into new businesses than they ever have before within the car, whether that's being an insurance reseller, whether that's being a retailer, whether that's being a media company. Even now with telematics, there's a possibility for, and it happens at scale, I think, for some particular brands, whereby if you have a brake issue or your in-car telematics tells you that you have an issue with any part of your car, that OEM can take that data next to real time, depending on the connection, and serve back in a promotion or a deal that's either location-based or based on your previous behavior, knowing, you know, what type of consumer you are. So even just that is a large leap from what's available and has been available previously.
Let me ask something about blocking and tackling here. How do you get this data? How are you going to be collecting these ones and zeros?
Yeah, great question. There's a few different paths. One is through the mobile apps that are tethered right now. So when you tether an app that's made by an OEM, right, a car maker that's pulling data in from the head unit or from their gateway, that app that already has our collection, our SDK, can pull data through. There's also ways that we can collect server-side data that if the in-car experience has a high enough connection that you can pull, you know, data can be passed from the car to the OEM servers and we can pull it from there. And there's going to be a lot more of track laid down on ability to do this going forward.
Yeah, I had somebody at Tesla explain to me, look, a car is nothing more anymore than a rolling LAN, and that
and I think that's true.
Just a mobile network, and you're trying to help people and brands customize the experience. I recently was in a prototype of an interior of a car for a fully autonomous car. And one of the situations you could have is the back seats fold into the trunk, the front seats move all the way to the back, and the front windscreen becomes a complete viewing screen, like a movie screen. Your data is going to help provide those kind of 21st century technologies, right?
From a customer intelligence standpoint, taking in behavioral data from other channels, right? Having the customer profile be rounded out in a 360 view, and then taking the specific behavioral data from the car and then creating enough of an insight that you can serve content back into the user, whether that be an ad or whether that be personalized content from a CRM. It could be a whole host of different ways in what the medium is to deliver content, but you have to have the insights as the foundation first to be able to do so. But of course, as the experience cloud is broad across a whole bunch of different offerings to personalize content, we can serve the right experience into the right user and even test that in real time.
The scope that Adobe can bring to something like this is very impressive. What's next? Do you have rollout dates? Is there anything that we can look forward to? Like, basically, when's the next time I can have you on? We can talk about some results.
Well, I have to keep things under wrap for what's coming up for Summit, and we'll definitely talk then.
Okay.
But I can tell you that, you know, we really are looking at what are the granular insights that are coming from one channel that inform the experience in another channel. And the more we can do that across every digital experience, whether you're walking into an airport, you know, interacting with a kiosk, whether you're getting into a car, whether you're looking at back of the seat in-flight entertainment, all of those things constitute the customer journey. And as long as we can put forth a reality for marketers and for brands to understand what the real world customer journey is and therefore improve their digital footprint and what the experience is for the customer, we're going to be in good shape.
All right, Colin, let's talk after the summit. Thanks a lot. This is fascinating stuff.
All right. Thank you very much.
That was Colin Morris. He's the Director of Product Management for Adobe Analytics on Connected Cars. Gleaning data from the Adobe Experience Cloud helps identify consumer trends when it comes to capabilities across measurement, audio advertising, content management delivery, and testing of entertainment. There are links to Adobe's recent report and all of the links we use for sourcing at kgoradio.com/techonomics. Just look for the story that goes with this week's show. Coming up after this break, it's a way to buy a home that can lower your upfront money, secure your equity, and present a win-win for home buyers and home lenders. That's next on Techonomics. I'm Jason Middleton. Please come on back.